As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Hate doing cardio?
Try brushing and flossing your teeth.
I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, this topic, we're going to have, by the way, Lou Ragusa, frequent guest of the show. 1:35, we'll talk the Derek Thompson trial. What is happening today, what has happened so far. Lou on the show at 1:35. So, this is the Steelers, and the Steelers decided to put out a statement after the president brought on Friday night when he was speaking in Pittsburgh, and Trump brought on Mason Rudolph. I saw just one clip of it. So good looking, great quarterback. Brought on Mason Rudolph and a safety, Miles Killebrew. I don't know who Miles Killebrew is. I don't know if he's a cousin of Harmon, but I know Mason Rudolph.
I know he's not a great quarterback.
I know they're in trouble if he's their starting quarterback, okay? So apparently there were some Steelers fans who were mad that two Steelers appeared at a Trump rally.
Naturally.
Because we can't separate anything.
Right? Nope.
We just can't say, you know, I'm not a Trump supporter, but guess what? They get to do what they want to do, which is that's my policy 100%. Now, if I'm an athlete, if I'm an entertainer, singer, actor, I have to decide if I care at all about the feedback. And for a lot of the folks, they're so well established in their profession and in their politics, that they don't care, right? And Trump doesn't have as many entertainers as Obama and Biden did and Harris did. But he's got some folks who are very, very loyal to him.
Mm-hmm.
And obviously, he's going to have athletes who are very loyal to him. Who knows how many policy positions they have.
And if you're an NFL quarterback, Mason Rudolph, you probably also have to think about what blowback you might get in the locker room from, I would assume, a few teammates who aren't exactly Trump supporters.
Right, right. And we've had this debate before on who goes to the White House or not if you're on the winning team. You know me, big supporter, Donald Trump.
Always have been.
I'd go to the White House in a second. I don't agree with him. I don't agree with his character. I still would respect the office, and I would go. I would hope he would show some of that same respect to others, along with espousing his beliefs, but that's just who he is. So, reporter from the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette said, here is the email that the Steelers sent out to Steelers fans who were unhappy. We appreciate you taking the time to share your thoughts with us. As valued fans, your voice is an essential part of what makes our Steelers community and fan base so strong. We understand the recent rally in Pittsburgh has generated a range of reactions from our fan base. Our alumni and current players make their own individual decisions that reflect their views, and they do not necessarily represent the view of the entire Pittsburgh Steelers organization. Thank you again for sharing your thoughts. We appreciate your passion and your continued support of the team. I saw this on Mike Florio's Pro Football Talk. He points out, rightfully so, that the Rooneys, who've owned the team forever, have been longtime Democrats. So could conservatives say, oh, isn't that interesting? That the Rooneys, and Dan Rooney was an ambassador to Ireland under Barack Obama, isn't that interesting that they're offering this up when it's a conservative president? Did they offer the same thing? Do you think the Steelers should say anything? Let's localize it. Let's localize it here with the Vikings. Say Donald Trump shows. And two prominent members of the Vikings show up at a Trump rally. You know, Emmer's there, Stauber's there. Mike Lindell's there. Who else is there? Who else we get?
Mike's busy right now.
Yeah, well, Mike would still skip the trial, bring the pillow and all that. The normal cast of characters. And then, you know, Pennsylvania, obviously a swing state. Minnesota, not a swing state in results, but at one point we thought it was kind of purple. On a statewide basis, not really purple. Because the Democrats keep winning, but we look how tight it is in the legislature right now. Should the Vikings then say, I don't know, it's a backup quarterback, it's and some other member of the secondary. Should they put out a similar statement? Are they better off responding, or are they better off just shutting up? And it's just going to go away in a couple days. Dave Harrigan, why don't you tell me right when we come back from the break what you think a sports team should do? And this is what happened in Pittsburgh with the Steelers, who, you know, you still obviously have the Pirates. You have the Penguins. And the Penguins have won multiple cups with Sidney. But let's be clear, just like here. The Steelers are the team.
Oh, yeah.
In Pittsburgh. The Wolves just went to the Western Conference Finals twice. Twins are playing well right now. But they're small potatoes compared to the Minnesota Vikings. Should sports teams respond in any way if a player is associated with a politician? You can make the argument, Kamala Harris, when she was running, if she came here and members of the Vikings showed up to support her candidacy, should the Vikings put out a statement and say, hey, we appreciate that you're interested. Thanks for being loyal. Don't forget, they get to do whatever they want to do. Go Vikings. Should teams respond, or should they just wait for it to slide by? What's your feeling? I also think it's sad, too. I'll make that point. Okay, before we take the break, and I'd love a fair amount of feedback on this, 651-461-9226. Mason Rudolph gets to go wherever he wants. Miles Killebrew gets to go wherever he wants. Any Viking, Twin, Frost player, Lynx player, they get to go wherever they want. But because we have so many platforms to speak out, we want to give them immense praise for showing up. Or we want to crucify for showing up. And again, in the White House, like we just had a lot of Eagles who didn't show up at the White House. You know, it was noticeable. And again, if you want to do that, that's fine. Personally, as someone who didn't spend 1 second considering to vote for Donald Trump after paying close attention every day, if somehow I was a member of a team, just by showing up at the White House, I don't think I'm endorsing that president. Do you?
No.
I just think it's become a tradition, It really seemed to kickstart under Reagan. And I'm going with my team to celebrate that we are the so-called world champions.
Yeah, we get a tour of the White House, have a nice meal.
Another
pretty cool, nice
another
perk.
Another memory. Now, if somebody tries to bring us into their politics, it's tough to separate themselves, but I'm hanging with my teammates. That would be my feeling. What do you want to say on this? 651-461-9226. Once again, 651-461-9226.
As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up. But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Okay, before we get to what all of you think about the Steelers and a statement about a couple of their players showing up at a Trump rally, because I think they should just show up when they want to and do whatever they want, and I personally think the team should just let it blow by. I think by 2-3 days from now, no one's going to be talking about it. So we'll get back to that in a second. But in the last 45 minutes, we had the big send-off for Elon. Was that like Thursday last week, Friday last week? I don't remember the day. Where Elon said, I'm going back to run Tesla, you know? And Elon has been Mr. Doge. And what was Doge going to cut? $2 trillion? Then it was $1 trillion. Then it was maybe $81 billion. And then we don't know how many Republicans were going to sign off on it. And again, I'm not against government waste and fraud and eliminating it. All for it. But it was just the sledgehammer. It was the chainsaw.
Literally.
Literally. Craze moment when he's at the CPAC event with that. Looking well medicated. Mm-hmm. Can I put it that way?
You can.
And then it's ended up hurting a lot of programs more than it's really helped. And then it was clear that he wasn't real thrilled about the new big, beautiful bill, which is enormous. just like a big, beautiful bill would have been under President Harris. But this is, by the way, the party, the fiscal party, right? This is the party where they're going to make the tough decisions. Well, they don't. And this is the bill which is, because of continuing the Trump tax cuts, and even further, they want to extend the limit to, what, $4 trillion or $5 trillion? Where we're at, what are we at now? About to be $37 trillion? So Elon tweets this out in the last 45 minutes. I'm sorry, but I just can't stand anymore. This massive, outrageous, pork-filled congressional spending bill is a disgusting abomination. Shame on those who voted for it, and you know you did wrong. You know it. This is Donald's baby right here. This is his big, beautiful bill. He was just ripping Rand Paul earlier in the day, I think on Truth Social, for criticizing it in any way. So as I tweeted, the partnership is officially over. How's Donald going to respond to Elon on this? Because this is a pretty strong shot. Fair?
Disgusting abomination. Isn't
timid? Tepid?
Yeah, it's not little.
Yeah. Donald knows the power of the vehicle of X. He doesn't want Elon turning against him.
No.
But he also doesn't handle direct criticism real well.
Oh, now, there's no evidence of that. Calm down.
Just surprising. So what does your gut tell you? I'm saying the Steelers should have just sat this one out and just let it move on. Does Donald, Dave Harrigan, sit this one out? And by the way, text me. 651-461-9226. The bill that Donald Trump believes is the greatest bill ever. His former best friend just called it a disgusting abomination. What does Donald do? Dave Harrigan, what does Donald do?
Well, he can't sit it out. That's impossible for Donald Trump to sit it out, not only because he is Donald Trump, but because he's going to meet the media. If he's not doing it right now in the Oval Office, it'll be next hour or maybe the hour after that,
exactly.
And then the hour after
right.
that,
yeah.
And then starting again tomorrow morning.
Right.
And, of course, he will be asked about it
right.
a time and then time again and then time again. So he'll have to address it, and I think he'll be very measured about it. I think that's the best way he'll go about it, and he's shown his ability to do that before when it's people he likes.
Yep.
People that he's close to that have yep. said, including Elon before this.
Feels like can be a necessary agent to benefit him.
Yes. He can. He has the ability to say, you know what, we disagree with it. I'm sorry he feels that way. And I think that's his way of just pushing it aside. I addressed it. Let's not get this any bigger than it needs to be.
He'll do that maybe initially, but he can't stay with it. He's got to be him. At some point, he's gonna go at Elon and say Elon needs to stay, like Dave Harrigan says to me frequently, stay in your lane.
Is he going to do it publicly, like press conference style, or is this going to be a Truth Social?
Both. I think both. I remember when Kevin McHale was shown at a Trump rally in Duluth in 2016.
Right.
I remember that also. And he got crushed. And the idea was nobody would ever play for Kevin McHale again. Okay, first of all, knowing Kevin very well a long time ago, it was a pretty significant political change for Kevin. But guess what? He's allowed to change. There's nothing wrong with it. And if Mac wants to show up at a Trump rally, go ahead and do it. Now, knowing I don't speak with Kevin much at all now, but we used to be very close. Here's how much Kevin cares about public criticism. I'm done. So he just doesn't care. There are people close to him that care way, 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 way too much. Okay. Way, way, way too much. Okay. And I've been a part of those conversations, let's say. You have to know what you're in for if you're going to show. And If you're sensitive to your PR, to your public image, then I guess you don't do it. But if you really believe in the candidate or the purpose or the cause, I say show up. What do you say?
It's fine. Yeah. If you want to show up, if you want to take, I mean, obviously in 2025, you're going to get plenty of heat, whether you show up for a Republican rally, a Democrat rally, whatever it is, you're going to get heat. And if you're the team that employs that person, I'm with you. I think unless it's something egregious, if we're showing up at a neo-Nazi rally or something,
yeah,
then maybe
oh,
you
yeah.
say something.
Sure.
But if you're just showing up for a political candidate.
For the president of the United States.
Yeah, exactly. A candidate
guy,
or
I'm
the actual president.
Right.
I think you don't need to say anything. What's it matter? You let that person can, you know, as you said, there's plenty of other vehicles for them to get a message out. If they have a political message they want to get out, any quarterback or defensive back can go on Twitter, can go on any social media and say something. So if you're a team, do you have to monitor everybody's social media account? And the moment they say something political, let's get PR to draft another statement. No, sorry.
Text to point out when Burke expressed his differences with Obama. And he didn't go, right? I don't remember. Did Matt go or not? Obviously, Matt, even before he ran, was very outspoken, including especially in the pro-life community. Again, if Matt doesn't want to go or people don't want to go, that's fine. I still think you're going not because you're endorsing Barack Obama, Donald Trump, George Washington. You're going because we just won the title. And we get to go to the White House where they're honoring the team I'm on. A texter pushes back and says, I'm sorry, I can never grace the White House with my president as long as he's the president. I don't know why I'm coughing all of a sudden here. I know you say respect the office. He does not respect the office. Yeah, I mean, I make it clear. His morality and character bothers me a great, great deal. I still have my own morality.
Yeah, it doesn't mean
character.
We can't respect the office.
Right? On Elon, best way to get back in the public's good graces, challenge the bill. That could be true also, but if part of what you did for months and months in a strange way was try to cut down the size of government, and this bill is going to dramatically expand the size of government. I know they want to include growth. Let's see if that happens. And I know it's very interesting how they're phrasing it. Well, if you're against this bill, you're adding the biggest tax hike ever. Can we just deal with the reality? What it is continuing an enormous tax cut that happened in Trump's first term. So, yeah, if you didn't continue it, there would be some people who would face a tax hike. And let's be honest, the folks who benefited most with the Trump tax cuts were those who were making pretty darn good money. So you can phrase it however you want, but just disagreeing or discontinuing with the policy, it's funny how it's phrased. More text. Donald's not going to let anyone disparage his big, beautiful, bouncing bill. It's so close. He's got it in both hands. The dirt is going to fly. Trump needs to keep his pie hole shut on Elon. The man sacrificed a great deal to help him get elected. That's the part where he might think, again, this guy's benefiting me. Not just now, but in the long haul. So I'm guessing more people are going to say, Donald, be quiet. Donald, be quiet. I just don't think he can over the long haul with Musk.
But he can be measured about it. He does have the ability when he knows that's what's going to benefit him most.
Fair. For a short period of time. I just don't think it's going to last very long.
Well, hopefully it's a long enough period for time for him that it'll blow over.
Lou Ragusa on the Derek Thompson trial when we come back.
As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Lou Ragusse from Care 11, frequent guest of this show. Outstanding. Check out his work. Primarily, we're talking with Lou about what's going on with the Derek Thompson trial. But this has been breaking over the last 45 minutes. I'll read from a Tribune story. More than two dozen law enforcement agents, including ICE, FBI, ATF, Minneapolis Police, and the Hennepin County Sheriff's Office, converged Tuesday at a South Minneapolis Mexican restaurant. The council member in that area, Jason Chavez, said he ran over to Lake Street and Bloomington Avenue South after receiving video of militarized operation. A Department of Homeland Security truck was on the scene, according to Chavez, who added that Minneapolis Police Department assisted with closing parts of Lake Street. The police department posted on its X account that it was not involved with the immigration enforcement effort, but its officers were on hand for crowd control. Yes, the police chief was on the scene, Brian O'Hara. Lou, this has been taking place across the country. So it is absolutely news that it is happening and should be discussed and should be reported. But considering the way Donald Trump campaigned and the way Donald Trump and Tom Homan have run this operation so far, it really should not be a surprise.
Thanks for having me, Chad. Yeah, we do have a reporter at the scene, and that is the top story of the day today. I personally do not have too many details about what is going on besides what you just read.
Yeah, we're going to continue to cover it also. But, yeah, this is taking place, and we'll continue to talk about it all throughout the day. Derek Thompson and the trial, has anything happened so far that has surprised you?
Well, right from the outset, kind of the whole defense of the matter kind of surprised me, because I also covered Derek Thompson's federal trial. So after he was arrested, they found in the vehicle that he was allegedly driving, they found a sling bag, like a fanny pack, that had a gun and drugs in it.
Yep.
And so he was charged in federal court because he was not allowed to possess a gun, and obviously no one's allowed to possess those kind of drugs. So he was charged with that, and that's what his federal trial was all about, and he was found guilty for that. So it was weird because in the federal trial, his defense was that his brother was the passenger in the vehicle and that fanny pack was found on the floor of the passenger seat. Therefore, the gun and the drugs belonged to his brother, mm-hmm. even though his DNA was on it. Yeah. So the jury didn't buy the defense in that case, found him guilty. Now, in this case, the jury can't hear about the gun and the drugs. It's being referred to as item A inside of the sling bag. But he's kind of reversed his defense. And now he's trying to claim that he was not driving the vehicle and perhaps his brother was driving the vehicle. And ultimately, if the jury doesn't believe that Derek Thompson was driving, then he's going to be he's going to be acquitted. That's probably a long shot, but that's what the defense is here. Just kind of took me by surprise.
Okay, it seems absurd that you're going to have one trial when you're mm-hmm. trying something so dramatic, and then another trial when you're doing the reversal. You cover court cases often, and there are individuals who, because of the heinous act they're accused of, and some are found not guilty, where there are federal charges and state charges on something this dramatic. How rare is that to switch this sort of dramatic part of your testimony?
I've seen before where somebody tries a defense in one trial and it's like a mistrial and they need to redo the trial and then they slightly alter their defense the second time around. I've seen that, but this is kind of unique. And the reason he's able to get away with it is he didn't testify in that federal trial. So his attorney made these arguments, but you can't use attorney arguments and introduce that in a trial that comes later. If he had testified, they would use his testimony against him in this one.
Okay. That's a key part because there was another part of this case, a ruling, what was it, just a week before, where his involvement in California, not mm-hmm. completely analogous, but again, speeding, again, harming individuals. To those of us who are not involved in the courts, and when we first found out about Derek Thompson and the allegations of speeding at this level and killing these five individuals, you thought, okay, look, he's got a pattern. That should be a part of the case. Just explain again to our audience the details on California and why the judge ruled that that should not be allowed in this case, even though a lot of us would think, okay, here we go. This is what he's done before. We've created a pattern here, and the jurors should know about this.
Yeah, I thought the prosecution made a good argument that they should include it because in Minnesota, criminal vehicular homicide is a charge that a lot of these deadly crashes gets charged with. It's not as serious as murder. So they wanted to charge Derek Thompson with something more serious. So they charged him with third-degree murder. In order to do that, it needs to be a little bit more than just a guy speeding excessively and crashing. And so the prosecution's argument was, this guy is a drug dealer, and when he is about to get caught by police, he doesn't care about anyone else's life but his own, and he will throw caution to the wind and potentially harm anyone that's in his way in his efforts to get away from police. That's what he did in California. He had drugs in the car, and they tried to pull him over, and he just started speeding down a residential street and hit a poor lady that was walking, almost killed her. She's really lucky to be alive. And then so this case, he was driving up 35W, and he speeds past a trooper. Mm-hmm. And the trooper, you know, he probably saw the trooper. That's the theory that the prosecution has. Trooper pulls up behind him, doesn't quite get the lights and sirens on, and Thompson speeds even faster to get away, takes that exit off onto Lake Street and goes through the red light and kills those young women. So their theory is that he's this drug dealer that once he's about to get caught, he will put anyone else's life at danger. And that would fit the third degree murder theory. So the judge, though, didn't allow them to use it because she says that what they don't want is somebody to say, well, if he's done this before, he probably did it again. Like, that's not a good enough reason to bring something in as evidence. And so she like erred on the side of caution by saying that, well, he already was speeding when he went past this state trooper, so we don't know for sure that he was speeding because of the state trooper.
So we had on, I'm just going to jump in here, we had Paul Applebaum on, right? And you're familiar with Paul, a defense attorney.
Yep, good lawyer.
And Paul's point was the judge is going to be really cautious on this regarding appeal and also is going to feel like there is so much evidence against Thompson already that the high likelihood he is going to be found guilty is out there even without the California information to be included. Is that a fair analysis?
Yeah, I mean he's probably right. Like as a journalist, I can't say that the judge is probably thinking he's going to be convicted anyway. That's probably a better opinion from a lawyer. But the other thing that goes hand in hand with the California thing is the gun and the drugs. So the jury, they can't even label Derek Thompson as a drug dealer in this case. They're limited to arguing that he's going so fast that he obviously didn't care about anyone else's life but his own in order to get away from police and then cause this deadly crash. So it's a much more limited argument. And for all I know, the jury might convict him of third degree murder and it might not be that hard for them. But once you get some of those thinkers, those critical thinkers into the deliberation, I could see somebody saying like, wait a second, is this just criminal vehicular homicide, which is much less serious? He was speeding excessively. He was obviously reckless. And they, use the definitions of these words, like what does it mean to be reckless and all that sort of stuff? Or was it more than that? Did he have disregard for human life? And if he had disregard for human life, then they could convict him of the murder.
Lou Ragus from Care 11. We're talking about week two of the Derek Thompson case. Just to back up the numbers, too, it's 5 counts of third degree murder. It's 10 counts of criminal vehicular homicide. You pointed this out in your coverage on Care 11 that among the things that were witnessed yesterday in court is part of the video where Thompson is in the squad. Okay, he's in the squad car. And I'm sorry, this is just as callous as can be to me.
Yeah.
Where he's heard to be said when this is unfolding. I mean, he was, okay, I believe 100% he was driving. He's not trying to convince me and the most importantly the jurors that know it was his brother. Either way, he witnessed it. The accident with these individuals either already dead or in grave harm already. And here's what he's heard to say. I don't want to be here all night. How incredibly dismissive is that? What sort of power could that potentially have on the jurors just as an observer who's witnessed a lot of trials and you're appealing on the facts to jurors, but also just the human emotion to jurors?
You're 100% correct. That was a moment that will stick with the jurors. He said, I don't want to be here all night. I have things to do on my Friday night. I got to get out of here.
Right.
And the jury heard that on the same day that they heard the father of one of the victims tearfully cry and testify about the loss of his daughter. It was very poignant, very just heartbreaking testimony from this Somali man speaking through a translator about his daughter that he lost at age 19. And then an hour later, they hear Derek Thompson's own voice, just didn't have time for the investigation, needed to get on with his Friday night.
Yeah, I want to have fun. Don't bother me with this.
Absolutely. And at the same time, we learn now that he had a broken pelvis. So he was concealing his pain, in order to try to apparently try to get away without being charged. He didn't want to have to go to jail. Once he was told that he's going to jail, then he said, okay, take me to the hospital. I'm hurt.
How long do you expect the prosecutors to continue?
It's tough to say. They've been sprinkling in. There's 5 victims, and that's what makes it go a little bit longer than a regular case. Today they had the sister of a different victim testify. Again, just heartbreaking stuff.
It's got to be tough to watch.
It is. And they're doing a good job of balancing, they have technical stuff like this DNA evidence, and then they have the emotional stuff. They don't just hammer the jury with all emotional stuff one after another. They sprinkle it in. They're doing a good job at that. I would say that later this week, they could be pretty close to being done.
And then the defense, obviously, they're going to try to say he's not driving. I mean, what other pursuit do they have with the amount of evidence, even with the limitations which you've laid out in great detail, but the amount of evidence that seems insurmountable against their client.
I think if you're Derek Thompson at this case, you have to take the stand. He did not testify in the federal trial. He was convicted. At this point, they haven't overtly accused his brother of being the driver in front of the jury. That was more so in like the pretrial motions and so forth. They said that's their defense. So if they have that in their pocket and that's what their card is, then maybe Derek Thompson has to take the stand and claim that his brother was driving. Otherwise, I don't know what else they have. I don't know what kind of witnesses they have that they could call.
Yeah, and considering his credibility when he was the back of the squad car, I'm not sure how that's going
to
play out.
And just to add one thing that we just learned today, too, is that there was a little bit of the brother's DNA on the driver's side door panel. So there was, it's a mixture of DNA, much stronger of Derek Thompson, but also his brother's DNA was in the mixture as well.
Okay.
And so we didn't hear like an explanation of how did the brother's DNA get there if he wasn't in the car. Like, did Derek Thompson drive up and roll down the window and his brother, you know, leaned on the window and talked to him and his DNA got transferred to the door panel? There's other possibilities. We just haven't heard anything of that yet.
Great stuff as always, sir. I'll be watching you later tonight on Care 11. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Lou Ragusa right here on CCO Radio.
As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.